FMR 101.3 FM.
Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za. You can also find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi. And the podcast is on fmr.co.za. So let's just say you're in the market for a high-end phone. Something good, something that will do the job with no fuss, with all the features that you need, some sexy looks, great materials, and of course good build quality. You immediately think of a top-of-the-line Samsung or Apple device. Well, that may be the wrong play. Here's a good phone from a relatively new newcomer. Let's compare specs to, say, an iPhone or the top-of-the-line iPhone, the iPhone 16 Pro Max. They're about the same size. Screens are pretty comparable. The casings and materials are much the same, very high-end, except the Challenger is marginally lighter and thinner. Oh, and its screen is double the brightness of the Apple. The Apple is about 10% better in pixel density, but this is invisible. The Challenger charges much faster and has a presumed bigger battery. We don't know the exact capacity of the iPhone battery, as it's an unknown accurate capacity as yet. The Challenger has more RAM, a brighter screen, a better camera resolution. It shoots in the dark better and has far more AI photographic features. The only place the Apple kicks the Honor's butt, and that is what I've been testing, is on the specs of processing speed. Here, Apple is in a league of its own. Now, to the speed of the Honor, although it may be slower than the Apple on paper, in the real world, well, that's irrelevant. You see, using the Honor, there is zero lag. And by that, I mean no perceptible lag at all, even when pushed to the absolute limit with lots of apps and difficult apps and clumsy things and using the AI and all that kind of stuff. When we talk about the cameras, they are both excellent. Both do 4K video, well, really well. Maybe the Apple is marginally better, but when I say marginally, I mean marginally. The Honor has a way better front camera. There's no contest. The Apple's is a 12-megapixel front camera, and the Honor goes to 50. The battery seems to last much longer, more than a day for me, and the Android operating system isn't a bother at all, and this one is pretty easy to use because of its handy, intuitive skin. The real kicker, however, is that an iPhone with 512 gigabytes of storage will set you back 37,000 Rand, give or take, and won't have a charger in the box. The Honor with a 100-watt charger, and I'll come back to that in a second, will set you back just under 16,000 Rand and will definitely be available on special by the time you listen to this. And if I can put in the final word, that 100-watt charger, it's not just the size of the charger, it's the capacity of the phone to charge quickly. And the battery percentage goes up visibly, actually, while you watch it. It's incredible. I got 30% in the time it took me to write this paragraph. And that's the Honor 200 phone. There's also a pro version of it, but don't bother. And that's it. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, or just a comment, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi, and the podcast on fmr.co.za.
FMR 101.3 FM.